less than 24 hours before Tampa's new radical water conservation law is to go into effect. Two city council members changed their minds on the matter, nearly thwarting it from becoming law. But the proposal to reverse their original ruling did not gain a majority, and the ban will begin as scheduled on Friday. 2 weeks ago, council members, on a 5-1 vote, decided to ban all lawn sprinkling in the city to contend with the current drought conditions plaguing Tampa. That's farther than any other local municipality has done. But today, Councilman John Dingfelder, the only member to oppose the measure originally, proposed an amendment that would allow for watering every other week, and he picked up two colleagues to support him.
The facts are that 2 weeks ago, staff came to us and recommended every other week, okay? Which is an extreme position that, frankly, this city, I don't think, Linda, Charlie, I don't think has ever taken. That alone is an extreme position, every other week. Instead, for whatever reason, and I didn't understand the discussion last week, 2 weeks ago, and I still don't understand it, council just opted to go to the even more extreme position of no lawn sprinkling, period.
Dingfelder severely questioned officials with Mayor Pam Iorio's administration, who 2 weeks ago presented the council with two options: move from allowing people to water their lawns for an hour once a week to every other week, or go to no lawn sprinkling at all. The majority of the council argued that with conditions so low for the city's main sources of potable water, the Hillsborough River and the reservoir, that it would be foolish to wait 2 more weeks before deciding. But Dingfelder said he was never convinced that the city should go to such drastic conditions.
It's not based upon any testimony of staff. It's not based upon staff recommendation from 2 weeks ago. So therefore, I think that we can very easily, with one strike through of this otherwise very good ordinance, very, very good ordinance by legal and by the department, amend this emergency ordinance to go to every other week.
That left the council tied at 3-3 on the measure, with Gwen Miller absent. After a lengthy debate about procedure, the council agreed to let the new measure take effect and vote on Dingfelder's amendment next week. Councilman Charlie Miranda said he could not understand what Dingfelder meant by the facts not justifying such measures.
I don't know if I've been in a coma here for the last hour, but what I've heard today from our head of Public Works and head of the Water Department is that we have an extreme situation equal to or possibly greater than the drought of 2000.
Dingfelder's point was that in a similar situation in 2000, the city did not go to the same drastic measures they're now advocating, but City Utilities Administrator Steve Dagnall said circumstances were different now.
Our backup, as we explained two weeks ago, is to buy water from Tampa Bay Water. Their reservoir is empty, and their desal plant is operating at less than full capacity. We are left alone with our river and our reservoir. We have no fallback. So as Mr. Baird has been explaining to the council, if we go down steeper than the slope of that line, if we lose water in our reservoir, steeper than the slope in that line, the citizens of Tampa and our customers will be without water or water pressure in some parts of the city. Okay. That troubles us.
Two council members who voted for the original ban 2 weeks ago tried to reverse their vote, Joseph Catano and Linda Salsena. Before Dingfelder's amendment came up for a vote, Salsena questioned the city's water manager, Brad Baird, about benchmarks as to when the emergency situation the city now faces regarding water would be over.
Some of the public are angry at us because I've gotten buttonholed at cocktail parties about people's lawns dying. So I want to be able to say to them, when, whatever it is, when the reservoir is 20 feet, when the whatever, you need to tell us, when will we know that the emergency's over?
On Tuesday, the Southwest Florida Water Management District imposed tighter water restrictions for residents living in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties. But those requirements still allow for lawn sprinkling once a week. The city's tighter rules has caused consternation, particularly amongst those who make a living by irrigating. Several such workers complained before the council this morning, such as John Miller.
If the city council does not pick up the same ordinance as Swift Mud, at least allow folks to maybe go to an every other week watering schedule. It's pretty simple just to do autumn 1 week, even on the following week. It's definitely going to conserve water. We're going to use half the water we were using already just by doing that one small step.
Campbell Burton is a landscape contractor. Healy, at whom he said would bear the brunt of the council's ban on lawn sprinkling.
Landscape designers and installers, maintenance companies, irrigation contractors, well drillers, pest control operators, and all the retailers, wholesalers, and brokers who supply these businesses. The already suffering real estate industry will undoubtedly be affected as maintaining curb appeal becomes impossible. And as with the other industries, many sectors will be affected here, including agents, brokers, lenders, appraisers, insurers, developers, and contractors.
John Petron works at a lawn maintenance company.
Your constituents, and I'm sure your offices have been flooded with phone calls of people that are not happy, and my office has been flooded with people that have no idea what's going on. They don't understand. Yes, they've been to your website, and that's what I'm recommending, but everybody is so confused. If you would make it just across the board, everybody follows Swift Mud's rules, it'd be very simple. You're still conserving water, and it'd be much more simplified process.
Councilman Charlie Miranda said he appreciated the information supplied by the contractors, but said the water situation was so grave the council had to be bold in its decision making.
We are different than all the rest of the government because we chose, and rightly so, not to sell the whole system when we join into Tampa Bay Water. Our water rates are lower, yet they're tiered. As you use more water, you pay more water. I think the last tier pays 3 or 4 times the amount that the first tier pays. And that's why leaders are leaders. We have to make tough decisions. Is it fun for me to tell you this? Absolutely not. But I have to present the facts. The facts are we are in dire need of water.